You know, sometimes I just want to ram his head through a wall to get his attention. And ladies and gentlemen, that thought, expressing that feeling, is what they're talking about. You are not allowed to think those thoughts. You are not allowed to express those thoughts.
We can't trust you no more. They keep on pulling and pushing until we all end up wishing, and now we can't take no more. Big Brother, living like 1980.
You know, free speech is under attack around the real world. But more free speech is under attack here in the United States. Right now, most people would think, well, he's getting ready to talk about Donald Trump and pulling the funding from schools and all that don't do something about these people that are protesting the genocide in Gaza that Israel is doing. And they call it anti-Semite, and that you're an anti-Semite and you shouldn't be able to speak your mind on your college campuses, or anywhere for that matter. Now, that in and of itself is an attack on free speech. And the MAGA people, if they stand behind that, are not for making America great again. They're for totalitarian, authoritarian dictatorship. I can't stand that. Now, in other ways, I support cutting/slashing government. The Doge, whatever you want to call the Department of Government Efficiency. Supposedly, they've fired all these people or sent them notice or found all this money that they don't have to spend, but now there's a big rigmarole about the Republicans in Congress going to spend that much and more anyway, and Trump wants to spend more on military. Look, I'm for all getting out of all the wars, getting out of all the crap, get government out of most everything, slash the hell out of it. I don't even need a Doge to do that. But we have to be able to speak our mind. And recently, as I've said on my videos, I'm going through this cancer thing. And one thing that we found in the cancer treatment and all is that doctors don't listen to the patient. Doctor-patient relationship nowadays sucks. It just, I'll be honest with you, it sucks. They treat you like a number. Everybody, especially in the cancer world, you know, you got a certain kind of cancer and all that. This is the protocol. These are the guidelines. Get in line. I only got about tops 10 minutes to talk to you. Don't really need to tell you anything. Here, read this book. Here, I'm scheduling you for this treatment and that treatment, and these are two things that we're going to do. And shut up and take it. That's what we found with all of them. Until you get back down to a general practitioner that takes a little bit of time and all, our experience is the hierarchy are know-it-alls. They don't know nothing. They haven't done any of their own homework. They don't keep up with even what's going on in the actual research and case studies and all of the specialty that they're in. But now they want you to censor your thoughts. Now, through all this, talking to all these doctors and all, hard-headed, they won't listen to you about alternative treatments. You can give them the studies that you found and all, And they'll just basically put those in file 13, don't you know? Well, you get about fed up with some of that shit. And every now and then you speak what you think. And we got a letter from our medical system. I thought I'd take a little bit of time here to read it to you and get your thoughts and give you my thoughts about what's going on. Our mission at MUSC Health is to provide excellence in patient care, teaching and research in an environment that is respectful of others, adaptive to change, and accountable for outcomes. At MUSC Health, our patients have rights and responsibilities regardless of their age, race, ethnicity, religion, culture, language, physical or mental disability, socioeconomic status, sex, sexual orientation, and gender identity or expression. MUSC Health patients' rights and responsibilities can be reviewed at this little website. And they provide you with a damn website. Sounds pretty good, don't it? And they got, you have rights and responsibilities. And all that, they don't mind if you're a they, them, they, or whatever now. Goes on. MUSC Health patient responsibilities require that a patient be respectful of all our employees, the property, and the privacy of others, and that they conduct oneself according to at MUSC Health. Additionally, MUSC Health is committed to providing a workplace that is free from violence by preserving the safety and security of its community. Well, I agree. Everybody should be, you know, free from violence. At MUSC, our philosophy is to identify concerns in their early phases and to work collaboratively with all parties before problems escalate. Mercy, what could they be talking about? MUSC Health cannot tolerate any type of workplace violence, to include threats or aggressive, antisocial or violent behavior by an individual or individuals against any patient, their family, care team members, students, visitors, applicants, volunteers, customers, or vendors. It has come to my attention that on your encounter to our MUSC Infusion Center on 12725, that you demonstrated disrespectful and or aggressive behavior towards our care team members. While we are always willing to work with you to address any care concerns, we cannot allow this type of behavior to occur. This letter serves to notify you that should you engage in disrespectful and or aggressive behavior at a future visit, you may be terminated from this practice and you will need to seek care from another provider. We sincerely hope that this will not occur, as we want to maintain a therapeutic patient-provider relationship and serve your medical needs. Should you have any concerns regarding our service, please let me know that we may help. And they'll give you a contact number. They don't even tell you what you did. What the hell did I do? I demonstrated disrespectful and aggressive behavior towards our care team members. We didn't know what was going on. So, we went down and carried this letter, and Josephine went down and carried this letter down, and she went down and talked to the supervisor. But it turns out that was 127 was the first day of chemo. the second round of chemo. And we had had very little contact with the doctor. Matter of fact, we had just seen the doctor. And the doctor-patient relationship sucked. Absolutely sucked. Couldn't hardly get any questions answered. Wanted to treat us like crap. Laughed at any kind of suggestion that we use alternative methods. And when a lady came in from the pharmacy and was just chitting and chatting and asking about our care, I mentioned that, you know, after all this, without him listening to me and all, you know, sometimes I just want to ram his head through a wall to get his attention. And ladies and gentlemen, that thought, expressing that feeling, is what they're talking about. You are not allowed to think those thoughts. You are not allowed to express those thoughts. Now, that was nonviolent. Again, I said, you know, it makes me want to. They're trying to get you to just shut up. Shut up, don't ask any questions or anything. And this letter is proof of it. This is censorship on the medical industrial complex from the bullshit that they're putting you through. They don't want to hear it. The radiologist, had her appointment with a radiologist, did a little checkup thing. When they come in, you know, and then they charge a bill, but they really don't do anything. She didn't want to hear it. She, they didn't want to hear it. They don't want to hear that shit. They just want to go stack you in there like a number, like a number, like a number, over and over and over again. Come for free speech, except when you criticize Israel, except when you criticize the genocide, except when they're talking about thinking about it would be nice to get the doctor's attention by putting his head through the wall. You start censoring free speech, you end up with a totalitarian system that kills. Time to speak out, you're running out. You gonna stand for freedom and liberty? Or you gonna shut up while you get stamped and stomped out? We can't trust you no more. They keep on something else to think about. Till next time. Living like 1984.
Every day 1984, with the world's economic form, that we get to measure social credit, implementing the score. If you kick down then you poor, car get declined in the stores. They got us divided and fighting, distracting us from the war. Poison our food and our water, confusing our sons and our daughters. You're lonely, thin and be happy, convincing you less is more. Controlling the population, creating invasion nation. Have you complacent and placing all your trust in government agencies? What George Orwell had written today is no longer fiction. They implemented a system that put us all in a prison. They want you to be the bugs in the pot, not taking care of your body, no religion and worship and government and our God.
Big brother, we don't love you no more. Big brother, we can't trust you no more. They keep on pulling and pushing until we all end up wishing and now we can't take no more. Big brother, living like 1984.
Government They're tracking our phones, everything we eat, GMO. They want us all driving electric controlled everywhere that you go. I ain't riding with Biden and I ain't trusting Trudeau. Matter of fact, all these politicians, the wet place around the globe. Texting on carbon emissions, they don't want you guarding your children. They don't want you having no knowledge, they want us all in a prison. Trying to confuse the youth, their agenda is proof. I don't trust these fact checkers every time they censor the truth. How we overpopulated if our birth rate is shrinking. Go ahead, ignore your instincts, morals right down the sink. All the freedoms that you thought you had, they gone in a blink. Sir, you're under arrest, you've had too much to think.